it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hand me the number one extra añejo, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't want to put the Kentucky Speedway in the elk of the river fountain thing.
The Ohio Bidet.
Yeah. The turd cannon, yeah.
Yes. They changed the name from that after a couple of years.
Did they?
I don't know. I like turd cannon.
Yeah, turd cannon.
But the Kentucky Speedway and the Ali Center are kind of in the same boat to where they weren't what we thought they were going to be, correct?
Wasn't the Ali Center supposed to be this epicenter of like
world peace? Yes.
World peace. People were going to be coming here to have summits. And
now it's just school kids that come by.
Yeah.
So the Speedway, though, never ended up being what we wanted it to be, right? It didn't change a lot for Sparta, Kentucky.
No, they got a hotel out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
The best year they had was the year that no one could get there.
Yeah, right. then they widened a stretch of I-71 that now is way wider than it ever needs to be.
They did develop a great entertainment center called Racers up there.
Though. Oh, the strip club.
Yeah. Some call it a strip club. I call it a...
What are we going to call a strip club?
Source of entertainment.
It's next to a racetrack.
It's a gentleman's club.
Racers. But I thought that whole area would blow up and everything would be an incredible, everything around it would go, but you can't have a race once every 10 years or whatever.
Well, and now it's just a time capsule of, like, the billboards, if you drive past there, are still for the 2020 race. Like, the place has not changed since
that
last race.
Not blaming anyone or any outfit that's run that place. Everybody that I've worked with up there has been fantastic. I've had a couple concerts up there, but hasn't turned out to be what
NASCAR lost popularity, a lot like college athletics.
Correct.
They're trying to reinvent the experience for fans because they stopped going.
And didn't the track, wasn't there something wrong with the track?
They always complained about the pavement.
It was too bumpy or something.
Then they paved it and they changed one of the turns, and then fans said, well, now it's boring.
And wasn't there a movie star that almost died there in a Formula One car?
Bill Cox.
Yeah,
Bill Cox.
Not at Kentucky.
Yeah, at Kentucky.
No.
I'm talking about the 90210 guy, right?
Was it Dick Trickle?
No.
No, he never was in a Formula One car.
Dick Trickle?
Jesse Dixon.
I know who you're talking about. It's Jason What's-His-Face. Yeah.
The guy that was on 90210.
Thanks, Carl. These are all great suggestions.
Luke Perry?
Luke Perry, right?
No, Jason...
Nemus.
Not Jason Nemus.
Jason Priestley.
Jason Nemus couldn't fit in a Formula One.
Oh,
love you.
Gosh, what are you
I love you,
about
Jason.
This? Come on, man. You can't talk
I'm just
wow.
saying it's a tight
you
fit,
you
Jason.
You can't say that about Jason Nemus, man. What's the matter with you?
So, Jason Priestley, right?
I think so.
He almost died there, right?
Wow. I don't think it was at Kentucky. I know what you're talking about, but I don't think it was there.
Pretty sure it was Kentucky. Pretty sure.
I don't know if it was James Hatfield.
If only we had some sort of network of information that we could tap into.
I know.
Okay, so hang on. What's the guy's name? Jason Priestley?
Yes.
Jason.
Car wreck. We wait one finger at a time.
Kentucky Speedway.
Kentucky Speedway. Thank you!
Hang on.
Ha!
Priestley.
News guy.
Yep.
Okay.
Confirmed by Shannon Doherty.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, because you know what? It's 90210. It's... Yes. America probably would have been better if he
At
ate
the
it.
Time, he was kind of a big star, though, I'm pretty sure.
No, he was never a big star.
That's been
star.
A while for that.
Yeah. Maybe not a big star.
Yeah.
No.
He was a star.
He was easily an F-list.
But he almost died, right? Did
okay, I just confirmed it.
Oh, you did.
It
good.
Was Kentucky Speedway.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, there you go, buddy. So, yeah.
Was it on Snopes?
What are y'all talking about? No, it was on Us Magazine. Yeah, he said Priestley, now 45 years old. It's, I guess his article's old.
A while ago, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, because now he's dead, isn't he?
It happened on August. Is he dead?
I don't think so.
Who, Priestley?
One of them
is dead.
Luke Perry's dead.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah, Luke Perry
that's right.
died.
Yeah, that's right. They turned him into a mushroom bag, didn't they?
I love this band.
What?
Yeah, remember? They put him in that organic cemetery, the one where they just lay you up against the tree.
Oh, well.
Like, and they,
what?
Like, apparently
being in a cedar box.
Like, his casket is this, like, organic, like, mulch bag.
So yeah. The critters
will get you. So basically, he's going to turn into a huge mushroom.
Well, that's cool.
I'd do that.
Whatever.
I don't care what you do with me after I die.
Well, I told Susan.
Well, except for one thing.
I'm going to shoot you out of a cannon.
Yeah. I told Susan, whenever I die, she needs to go to the funeral home and say, okay, show me the most expensive coffin you have. And they'll show her, and she'll go, okay, now sell me the cardboard box that this came in.
Yeah. Let the critters get you.
Oh, no. It's, so, apparently, randomly, this has become a point of contention for my wife, because the other day, she just out of nowhere goes, you're getting cremated. I was like, I'm not even dying yet. She goes, I know. I'm planning.
You wouldn't fit in the oven.
Well, have you seen those ones where, like, they try to cremate the fats and it sets the crematorium on fire?
I'm doing the Viking funeral. Yeah. I've already gave my kids instructions because
awesome.
My wife won't do it.
We're gonna we're actually gonna put him in the turd cannon and just set it on fire.
Okay, so Jason Priestley was 45 when it happened, August 2002.
Yes,
it left him with a fractured spine and head injuries. Wow.
He's 65 now, Jason Priestley.
Wow, is he okay? Let's see, Jason.
Well, I'm 53. He's 54, and you're 61.
Not quite.
Well, here's what shocked
me. Liver.
Here's what shocked me last night, Susan. No, he's only 52 years old.
He's 52. Where'd
fuzzy
you get
math.
Sick? Yeah.
He said he was 45 years old in 2002, which was 20 years ago.
Okay, no, wait a minute. The article says Priestley now 45.
Now 45. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I believe that's fuzzy math.
Well, let's stay with the dead.
Well, wait a minute. I want to stay
but
on
he's not dead.
I want to talk about what you're probably going to talk about.
Yeah.
I was surprised when Susan told me last night Tony Siragusa passed away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was shocked that he was only 1 year older than me. He's only 55 years old.
I was shocked that he was still alive.
Yeah, you can't carry that weight and play football that long. You got to drop the LBs.
What took him out? Was it a heart attack or something? Do we know?
I'm not a doctor, but if I had to roll the dice on a reason.
I mean, if I was going to take the morning line favorite, I'd say it was a fat attack.
Yeah,
well, even when he was a sideline reporter and they would throw it down to Siragusa, it'd be a January game and he'd be sweating like a...
Yes.
Like that guy was fat sweating and it'd be like 30 below.
Yeah, I know.
Like he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt to Lambeau.
A lot of these guys have to work to be 300 pounds during their playing career. When they retire, they slim down. He did not.
No.
Jeff Saturday and Eric Wood played at Louisville, they both dropped... I don't know, over 100 pounds like, each after their final day playing.
Eric Wood looks like an entirely different person now.
Correct. And you got to do that to stay healthy. A lot of these guys that don't drop the weight, obviously Siragusa. But we don't know Siragusa, that was his natural. I assume that is, he was always that size. Mm-hmm. He was probably in fourth grade and looked exactly like that.
His nickname was the Goose.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Doc.
Well, you know what? If you help that in the fourth grade, then we've got bigger things to worry about. Because who's in the fourth grade in 300 pounds?
To your point of our age, Dwight is I saw a video where he was describing rookies better not talk to him. He said, I'm not talking to rookies. He goes, my signing bonus was $1,000. He goes, now there are millions of dollars. You park your little expensive car next to my car in the parking lot, it's coming away with a giant dent.
Woo!
I was like, oh my gosh, okay, Goose. I was like, boy, when did he sign to play in the NFL? But I guess if he retired in 2003 or 4.
Well, he's with the Colts.
He was with the Colts and then went to Baltimore.
That's a long career, man.
A lot of the old athletes are kind of bitter about the money they make now and what they made
think?
Then.
He got Fox money, though.
That's true.
I remember when the New York Giants re-signed Lawrence Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
It was for $1 million a year.
And people lost their minds.
They freaked out and they said, I can't believe that they're paying Lawrence Taylor $1 million
a year. A defensive lineman,
right.
$1 million a year. Lost their minds. Correct.
He's the shiniest guy ever.
Speaking of NFL, look at this. This is impressive.
Thank you.
It's what? Not television, it's radio,
no.
So I'll just do this.
Oh, no.
What I received in the mail was my shareholder update as an owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Thank you for letting me hold this.
One trillionth of a share.
Oh, my gosh. It says right here that he's an owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
And it talks about the share meeting that you're going to go to.
Yeah, there's a bunch of board members in there I get to vote for. Admittedly, I'm not up there, so I don't know them very well.
Right. Well,
so I just text Matt.
Yeah.
And Matt lets me know how things are going.
The head coach.
But the problem is now Aaron's got to be in on everything, and it takes him a while to get back to you. So I'll let you know when he gets back to me.
This is awesome, man.
You get to vote.
Says right here that he's an owner.
You get to vote.
It's going to be on Monday, July 25th at 11 a.m. at Lambeau Field.
There's tickets.
Wow. There's tickets.
What do we do with all these normal people votes? Throw them in the trash.
Tony.
I believe the return address on that envelope is just trash, Lambeau Field.
Jealousy is a fickle mistress.
It is. Oh, no, and it's also a dish best served cold.
If you go to Dave Jennings' house, he has his ownership.
As he should.
Certificate framed, and then there's a light dedicated to pointing right at it like it's in a museum.
You know what that's about the same level as? That's those people who all bought the same stupid star from that idiot on the overnight show.
Acre on the moon. You own the maker on the moon. Ooh, an acre on the moon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's really just the same fictitious acre.
You see this beautiful white dot? I named it Susan.
Well, thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Thank you,
Dr.
That's not creepy at all.
No, not at all. All right, I think it's impressive, Dave. I don't care what these two knuckleheads say. This is really impressive.
Every other franchise could be moved somewhere else at some point except for one.
That's right.
Steelers are never leaving Pittsburgh, baby.
Well, yeah, because this group of fake owners is really going to put up a real big obstacle.
Fake owners? It says it right here on the piece of paper.
Well, you know what? I got a letter the other day that says I may be a winner, but I'm not.
We know.
Look at this. It's on Green Bay Packer letterhead.
Yes, it is.
And you know what? If you just right here.
You give me 20 minutes and I can make that same letter.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Sometimes I hate you, too.
Thank you, Dwight.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Appreciating the breadth of this.
The joke of the day will pipe this back up.
Oh, no, I got to spend 3 minutes right there next to Dwight's car.
I want both of you to prepare yourself. Right. This is a PSA.
All three of us?
This is a PSA. He's not going to care because he has no feelings.
Lord, grant me the strength to recognize things that I can't change.
That's not it, but it's close.
I'm generally not a compassionate human being, so this isn't going to phase
me. Right. We have to say this.
Lord, grant me the courage to change the channel, and I can't think of it.
Okay, look. This is. For people, dogs are like babies. You can't leave them in the car.
This one I have a problem with.
A man is facing charges after being accused of leaving his two dogs in a car with the windows up and the doors locked.
Death penalty.
Yes.
LMPD showed up and smashed the windows in.
Way to go, LMPD.
But it was too late for one of the dogs. The dog was already passed away. The second dog was in serious distress, but died on the way to the animal hospital. 21-year-old Kyle J. Cobb arrived at the vehicle shortly after. Apparently, he locked these two dogs in the car at 3:30 last night, or whenever night it was, and then didn't arrive to the car to get them until 11 a.m. the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
Calm. So I say this story. I normally would not mention this story because it really is crazy and it's sad. I read it and it was emotional. It was emotional reading it. You can't leave your dogs in the car. And if anybody, look.
For close to 24 hours.
And I believe there's a law you're able to. I don't want to say it on the radio. I don't want to say it on the radio if it's not
true. Matter what time of the year it is.
Right.
Your dog would rather be at home than sitting in your damn car while you're walking around the mall.
Exactly.
Frickin' morons.
Death penalty.
I'm serious.
Something. Because nothing ever happens to these people.
I think that would be the exact same thing. Hey, no problem. What's his dumbass's name?
Kyle J. Cobb.
Let's find his family.
Okay. All right, Kyle Cobb. No problem. We just want you to do the same and let him sit in his car. That should be the penalty.
Right. Well, it was 100 degrees the other day, was it not?
Yeah. I don't care if it's 70. Get in my Jeep in the middle of the winter.
It's still 30 degrees hotter. Easy.
In the middle of the winter, you get in my Jeep, and because the color's black, it's hot in there.
Yeah. I'm taking Muffy with me. I'm going to get my nails done, and then I'm going to get my Botox, and then I'm going to get Muffy loves it, sitting in the car with the windows cracked.
I hate these dumbasses, man.
All right. It was a PSA that had to happen because it's going to be one of those summers where it's just blazing hot.
Yeah, don't be this moron.
Don't be this guy.
Yeah. And don't be the person that forgets your child in the backseat either.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand how people do that.
They say, put your phone with your child in the backseat so you won't forget your child.
Because that's more important to you.
What?
Well, as I told Tony Cruz this morning, every morning when I come in, I'm in the car at 4 in the morning. I get here to the station, I look in the back seat. I know the kid's not there.
Right.
But I do it.
Right.
You know how long it takes? Like half a second.
Yes.
Joke of the day. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. And you got it today, right?
I got it. I got two. I got two.
Oh, it's a two for Thursday. All right. So here we go with Thursday's joke.
Everybody loves what?
A boobs. Food.
Boobies.
Chicken wings.
Here we go. Same thing. That too.
Same thing.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
The chicken wings are more expensive now.
Hey, teabag.
I met a guy.
I'm sure you did.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, T-Man.
Hey, T-Square.
I met a guy.
Yeah.
Who can remember every breast he's ever seen.
Every breast.
Every one.
That's incredible.
That's right. He's got a photographic memory.
Oh. It's a mammary.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Yeah. I get a rib shot. That was good enough for a rib shot.
You got both. You got both.
That was good.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Teabag.
You know what? I understand that the doctor needs to examine my wife's boobs. It's part of it, right?
You do?
But at the dinner table, it's just rude.
He's rubbing her boobs.
You guys want a bonus?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait. This might be one we did a long time ago.
All right.
What did the drummer name his twin daughters?
I don't know. What? Oh, boy. What did the drummer name the two twin daughters?
Anna 1, Anna 2.
I was a little afraid where that was going.
Me too. All right, man. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS. RC Chiropractic, folks, you know to go on by and go see River City. These folks will help you melt the fat. I was scrolling through some pictures and deleting, and I saw the pictures that I had a couple of months ago when I finished my treatments there to melt the fat on my stomach. 409-6965 is the phone number. The next 10 minutes, you'll get 20% off. 409-6965. They're located on Preston Highway. It melts the fat. It builds the muscle. Ladies, you can do it on the inner thigh or your butt or wherever you want to do it. Guys, it's on the stomach. Wherever you want to do it, they got you covered at River City Chiropractic. That's cool, but if my friends ask where you are, I'm going to say. She went down in an airplane, fly, get some suntan. Fell in a cement mix, a full of quicksand. Help me, help me. I'm no good at the dark. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
Long. What's
hey,
going on?
Oh. Steve Gutenberg. You're listening to Tony and Dwight and keep listening.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, geez. I guess his career has been so he had to jump in here.
I punched up the other day because it was on my timeline, Diner. And he was in it. Remember that movie about Baltimore? It was a young couple that was getting married in 1959. It had everybody in it. Kevin Bacon, Gutenberg. Who's the guy that looks like an old lady now that was in 9 1/2 weeks?
Bill Cox.
Bill Cox.
No.
9 1/2 weeks. Oh. Kathleen Turner?
No. Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Oh, Mickey Rourke.
All those guys were in it, and he was in it. Diner was heralded as one of the best movies. I think it was up for Best Picture that year. It's awful.
Awful.
It is terrible.
Awful.
I couldn't get
awful
through.
Great.
Awful, terrible.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Diner, don't.
And based on this review, I shan't.
30 minutes in, I was like, and after a while, you watch it because it's like a car wreck. And you're just like, God, how bad was this?
Thank you for the Feel Your Love Tonight by Van Halen.
About Steve Gutenberg jumping in there.
He stepped on it. We're going to have to play that
damn
again.
Damn Steve Gutenberg.
I know.
Waiting on Dan, Derek Sherinian. He's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes, we think. We think he will.
Got lots of his stuff queued up, so.
Yeah, so hopefully he will.
Alice Cooper called him the Caligula of keyboards.
Yeah, I don't know what that
means. Is that it?
Caligula.
Yeah.
Caligula.
Come on.
That means he's good.
He did paint a very good picture. Not good, but.
So, how is he on keyboards? Are you kidding me? He's Caligula.
Okay, I have to throw this in before it looks like he's getting online, too. We'll discuss this a little bit later. Congress has issued a warning to Roger Goodell. Deal with Dan Snyder or we will. That is the Washington football team, or now they're called the Commanders.
That needed a dun-dun-dun, but we don't have time.
Yes, I know, no.
Well, as we bring in, I think we got it. No, we don't have it yet.
He's got a phone. He's got the ear thing. So, we'll, obviously, there were some really bad things going on with that football team back when they were the Redskins to the football team to the Commanders. There you go.
I think we do have him now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Caligula of keyboards.
That's right. Derek's ready. And, hey, Derek, how you doing, man?
Hello, Derek. Do we have you?
I think we got Derek.
Oh, it's the clapper. Hang on.
Here I am.
There he is.
Hey, what
there
do you say, is. Derek? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, thank you. I hear you playing my song in the back. Thank you.
No, absolutely. Before we get into this new record, I want to go back to the last record. It came out in 2022. I want to play something because this is really incredible. To the best of my knowledge, I think this is you on the keyboard.
This is from 2020 in the Phoenix.
Yeah, the Phoenix 2020. This is you on keyboards emulating a guitar, and it's just fascinating how great this sounds. Listen just for a minute. Absolutely incredible. Now, that's actually you on keyboard, right?
That is.
That's incredible how you emulate the, you know, the palm muting, the entire bit. But
you're a better guitarist than most guitarists.
No kidding, man.
It's true, actually. I love it.
Is that the one where Zach Wild played on this as well?
Yeah, Zach and Billy Sheehan.
Wow. Oh, let's talk about Billy Sheehan for a second because I find it weird. Life's so funny. Derek, it was 1980. You go to see your very first concert. It's Van Halen. And the opening act has Billy Sheehan playing in it. And then later in life, you wind up recording that record, The Phoenix, with him. How funny is life, man? I just think it's so bizarre with things like that.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, there's so many stories like that. I mean, Billy Sheehan, and then also one of the great things about my job and career is that I'm able to play with a lot of my childhood heroes.
Right.
And it's been awesome. I mean, I could go down the list. Simon Phillips, Billy Sheehan, Greg Bissonette, Steve Vai, Yngwie Malmsteen, you know, Al Di Meola, Alan Holdsworth. All these people were like huge heroes. Eddie Van Halen.
Wow. I
mean, that's the biggest one.
Oh,
I got to play with Ed Van Halen, so that was massive. And no, the journey just continues, and I try to maintain that same youthful enthusiasm as when I first started off, and I'm just grateful to, you know, do what I do.
I'm going to play something from another one of your projects. You'll recognize it, of course. This is, again, Derek Sherinian on guitar, so to speak, keyboard, Sons of Apollo, with Jeff Scott Soto, who records about 10 albums a year. Don't know how he does it. Great vocalist, but I think Mike Portnoy's back in this. You're a Dream Theater mate, too, right?
That's right.
Talk about this project, if you don't mind. I love these two albums you guys did.
Yeah. Sons of Apollo formed in 2017, and we put out the first record, Psychotic Symphony, and went on tour. And then we put out the second record, 2020, and we went on tour to Europe. And then after two shows, the whole tour got canceled from COVID. And we were one of the very first bands to pull out and cancel dates because of this. And I remember, you know, it was a tough decision, but it was the smart one to do. And we were the first band to do it. And then, like, a couple days later, there was an avalanche of tours being canceled. And it just really threw a monkey wrench in everyone's life. Not only just the touring musicians, of course, but everyone's life was just a mess. What a mess. And it looks like things are starting to clear up a little bit, but I'll tell you, that really had a horrible effect on Sons of Apollo and many bands. It really had a devastating effect.
Well, let's keep fingers crossed for a tour to support this new record, the album Vortex. The last record, man, you had everybody on it. Joe Bonamassa was on it, Zach Wild, all kinds of people. Tell us about this new record, the new album Vortex, because who's on it and who's guesting? What are you most proud of? Tell us about the record. July 1st it comes out.
Yeah, there's a lot of the usual suspects that are on there. Of course, Simon, Tony Franklin, Bonamassa, Lukather, Zach have all played on my record before. But this record has Michael Schenker, which is the first time he's ever played on one of my records, and also Nuno Bettencourt, two fantastic players that I'm very glad to have, that they participated.
Okay, talk about one of your influences. Back in, I think it was, was it 95, when you did A Change of Seasons touring with Dream Theater, you got to play one of my favorite all-time rock songs, that is Love Lies Bleeding, Funeral for a Friend. This is with you, James LaBrie, on vocals, doing Elton John. Talk about your time, I mean, doing this song and also spending time with Dream Theater.
Well, Elton John, you know, one of my huge influences early on, so of course that song was fun to play. Dream Theater was a great experience for me. I remember when I joined, it was 94, and at the time, Alice Cooper was on hiatus, and all of the hard rock bands were on the sideline because of Seattle, and so no one was touring, nothing was really going on, and so the Dream Theater gig came up, and I ended up joining and staying in for 4 years, and it was a great experience because it exposed me to a new style of music that I'd never played before, and it showed me a lot of possibilities of what could be done, and so I'm grateful for that experience.
Talking with Derek Sherinian, the new record, The Vortex, comes out on July 1st, and we were talking about how it's surreal when you get to work with childhood heroes. You mentioned Eddie Van Halen. But for guys our age, nobody was bigger than Kiss, in my opinion. And you actually got to work with Paul Stanley and the crew on, was it Kiss Alive 3? What's the deal behind that? And that had to be, as a guy our age, it had to be one of the biggest, brightest moments of your life, I would imagine.
No, it was totally awesome. And because I'm very good friends with Eric Singer from when he was in Alice Cooper, he got the Kiss gig. Mm-hmm. And then they needed a touring keyboard player, so Eric recommended me, and I went down to the audition, and so I show up, and Gene, I get behind the keyboard, and Gene goes, play the intro to Love Gun, and I go, you mean just the rhythm part, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and he says, yeah, and I played it, and then that was it. He shook my hand, and he goes, you got the gig. It was that simple. And we rehearsed for like on stage. I was off stage, like to the side. You couldn't see me from the audio. It's pretty awesome. Look at this. I mean, who would have thought as a little kid?
Well, if Kiss was smart, what they should do is they should have Ace Frehley on air guitar and you in the background actually playing guitar on your keyboard.
Hey, listen, Derek, thanks so much for the time and this new album, The Vortex. It comes out July 1st. Best of luck to you. We want you back as soon as possible. Okay, Derek?
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for playing my record. And it's a pleasure talking to you, gentlemen. We'll talk again soon.
Take care, Derek. We'll see you down the road.
Here he is on keyboard guitar again.
I mean, it sounds just like a... Isn't that incredible?
That's crazy. You know what's crazy good, Tony, is lots of pasta. Last night I had spaghetti. It was kind of a cooler night, raining. Spaghetti sounded good. So in the freezer, we had the lots of pasta herb fettuccine, and they had a meat sauce. Starts with a C. I forget what the name of it is, but it's almost like a chili consistency. Full of ground beef, so many good sauces and pastas.
I get the look every single night. Dad, what are you making for dinner for everyone? And I randomly grabbed three pizzas from Lots of Pasta. I didn't even look what they were. I threw them in the oven last night. We all ate and had a great meal. I didn't have to really do much.
Have you tried to grill them yet?
No, I have not. I need to do that because I couldn't believe people actually do that. But you swear by it. So I cooked three of the Lots of Pasta pizzas last night, the smaller ones, and we all crushed it. It was great. And Dad didn't have to do much except for turn the oven on. So, yes, Lots of Pasta. Put it in your rotation. If you are tired of being super creative and trying to cook for everyone in the house, which is a pleasure for everyone, but it's also every once in a while you're like, I have no idea what I want to cook for you guys.
And Lots of Pasta is probably a better cook than you are. Sorry.
area.
They didn't say it, but, you know, probably. They're pretty good.
Lots of pasta. 3717 Lexington Road in the heart of St. Matthews. They also cater for big parties, too, or small parties. Either way, they'll take care of you. And box lunches for some business meetings. It's perfect, and everyone will love it. Lots of pasta. Lots of pasta. Louisville.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.